USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote next week on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, approved by the Judiciary Committee Friday along party lines. Looking ahead at a Senate trial, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News,
"Everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this. I'm going to take my cues from the president's lawyers."
Tennessee Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen questions how the GOP remains in lockstep with President Trump.
"I've never been in a Republican caucus. They may just take Kool-Aid communion every day."
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
North Korea has had another missile test. With details, here's the BBC's Danielle Yevakacha.
North Korean state media say the country's conducted another test at a satellite launch site to bolster its strategic nuclear deterrence. The state news agency said it was a successful test of great significance without giving further details about what was being tested.
North Korea continues to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions by the end of this year. The United States and China have finally agreed on the terms of a Phase 1 trade deal. It reduces some U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods while boosting Chinese purchases on American ones. Greg Allen is with the U.S.-China Business Council.
The tariffs scheduled to go into effect on Sunday are now canceled, and that's very significant. As much as $160 billion worth of imports were to be tariffed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Internet companies and advocacy organizations led by software group Mozilla filed a court appeal on Friday to hear a decision on repealing net neutrality rules. The appeal seeks a review by the full D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals of an October decision by a three-judge panel. The decision repealed net neutrality rules established in 2015, a concept that demands that Internet service providers refrain from favoring one customer over another. The rules were repealed by the FCC in 2017. Under the current rules, ISPs can selectively block or advance Internet traffic, although the FCC has argued that existing antitrust or commercial protection laws would stop most discriminatory actions. If the petition is successful, the full appeals court will rehear the case. November retail sales came in lower than expected. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The government says retail sales only rose by 0.2% last month, much lower than the 0.5% increase experts had predicted. Americans cut back on discretionary spending, and that could lead economists to dial back their economic growth forecasts for the fourth quarter. The report also revised data for the retail sales number in October, showing it actually increased by 0.4% rather than the 0.3% as previously reported.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.